everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb at PTSD and Beyond. If you could hire somebody to help you with your mindset and be able to help you recognize and even be there to support you with developing the skill to keep your mindset in check when needing to make choices, embracing things like discipline and commitment, and not in a tough love way, okay, but in an actual compassionate and caring way because they've done it themselves this way. Wouldn't you want to connect with someone like that? I'd want to connect with somebody like that. I want to mention that our guest today, he is a motivational speaker. He is a leadership development coach. He's also an author of the book, Win the 16, Principles and Strategies to Optimize Your Day. And he comes on our podcast to share with you, well, a couple things. One is he shares with us his lived experience story of who was the person who inspired him to write the book, Win the 16? And he also shares his superpower. Now, when he gets to both of these points, I believe that they're actually going to touch somebody in a way, in a way that you've never been touched before. The passion and the energy that our guest, Dave Pigon, brings to today's podcast episode. If you've been looking for a sign to say, this is it, this is it. If you're looking for a sign where somebody isn't going to kick you down, but instead is going to extend a hand and say, all right, let's go. We're doing this together. And you feel it. This is today's guest, Dave Pigon. The other thing that he shares with us is the connection of sports and basketball and lessons that it taught him and ways that he also inspires others and how to get back up, how to find that within ourselves, how to change our mindset, not in a way of persuasion, but instead of identifying things that you've already got inside of you, things that you already know, but maybe just haven't been said in a way that you believe. The other thing that our guest Dave Pigon talks about, and I love this piece, what his mission is about helping people be a little bit better than they were yesterday, and helping people become their best self. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. I'm going to stop talking so you guys can go ahead and listen to our guest today, Dave Pigon.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. And today we have another amazing guest. I'm really excited about this person because when doing some research, and we always do research about our guests, there's a couple nuggets that came about on personal development, leadership development, their own journey. There's also some other quotes that I think that this person should use as self quotes. But I want to give a heartfelt shout out to Dave Pigon. Welcome to PTSD and Beyond, Dave.
Oh, Deb, thank you. Do I call you Dr. Deb on these podcasts? Deb, my friend, which do we
You know what? You can call me whatever you'd like. Deb, Dr. Deb, that's fine. Either way, I want people to be comfortable with, you know, what they call me. Debbie's probably not the best thing to call me unless I have a Debbie moment. And I know that our listeners, and I want to just give a shout out to them too, in over 120 countries, folks that are regular listeners know that, hey, she had a Debbie moment there, and it's okay. Because that means we extend grace to ourselves and then also others, right? That's part of the personal development journey.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm going to call you Dr. Deb because you've earned that. And when we hang up, you're a friend. So you'll be just Deb when we get off.
Okay. That's cool. That sounds great. Let's segue into you because this is about you and sharing your skills, your wisdom with our audience and resonating with the people that are out there that are wondering, you know what? I've got some of my own challenges. And if I was to connect with someone who, and I wrote this down, personal growth change agent. That's when I read all the stuff about you. I'm like, okay, Dave is a personal growth change agent. If they were to connect with you, what are some things that you could share about your journey as a leader and author and also experience of working with other people? What can you share with people right now about you and your own personal change agent journey?
Wow. There's a lot there, Dr. Deb, that you just shared with everybody. So let me knock off a few of those piece by piece. And please jump in. First, I want to say to everyone out there, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you're a dad or mom at home with their family. It doesn't matter if it's a student out there. It doesn't matter if it's a 65-year-old woman executive or a 41-year-old plumber. If we're trying to be our best selves and get a little better than we were yesterday, it all starts within ourselves. It starts with our desire for our personal growth. And I say that, people throw that term around lightly, but if you're really into that and you mean it, it first starts off with that mindset, mm-hmm. Dr. Deb, in my opinion. It is getting up that day and saying, I'm going after it. I'm going to make those little steps. I'm going to get very granular. Just when I talk to people who are listening here today, whoever you are, whether you realize it or not, you're awesome the way you are and who you are. Really, what we're talking about is if you're a little hard on yourself right now, or you feel like you're missing something in your life, or whatever it is, maybe you had some tragedies, maybe you lost your job, maybe you can't even get a job. I'm not sure exactly, but personal growth development is little baby steps. I have a lot of times people, because I most of my work is in professional, corporate America, not-for-profits, but I always tell them, we're going to start with professional, but it will dive into your personal, because you can't be one without the other. And I'll give you an example. When we talk about health, people are like, Dave, what would you do? Because you're into the health world, the fitness, about being yourself. You really believe that you need to take care of mind and body to be your best self.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not tired at 3 o'clock, because the data supports most people, if they work a normal job or students, they start to go down as the day goes on.
Right.
Not take care of yourself when you sleep well, you eat well, and you exercise. You can neutralize that. But the first thing I tell everyone is this, and then you, Dr. Deb, they usually go, I want more. I go, no, just do this.
Right.
And then we'll talk next. And here it is. I want you to drink 12 to 16 ounces of water within 16 seconds, playing off the wind to 16, of course. When you wake up, I want you to put that in your body, because the data supports most people are losing between 12 and 32 ounces of water as they breathe when they sleep at night. So the first thing you need to do to help against that dehydration and get your body going and waking up your brain and your body is getting water in you. And they're like, oh, Dr. Deb, that's easy. I go, no. Let me tell you how we do this. I always give them an obscure number. I want it for 23 days, 19, 27. And I didn't say 18 out of 19 days. I want a full commitment towards your personal growth. That's every day, and that's it. Keep doing you and what you're doing. And that small little baby step is creating a pathway to develop, so then you can go on to the next task and the next one. And this could be for your career. This could be for your personal life. This could be for your health. This could be for challenges you're going through. It's about attacking that with little baby steps. But the first thing you have to do is create a pathway for that. So I gave you a lot there. So Dr. Deb, if you want to throw some insights from your perspective, I'm sure the group would love to hear you as well.
What I like what you're saying, there's two key things here. We've got determination, commitment, actually three, determination, commitment, and resiliency. And when you created, you know, the blueprint for the book, were those three elements core and foundational?
Absolutely. And I want to give full credit for the person who deserves the credit for this book. That's my mom. She raised three boys on her own in the south side of Chicago. She had a great support system. My grandparents were amazing. Don't get me wrong. But she did it on her own. And she's the one who led this. I was the apprentice and I didn't realize it, Dr. Depp, growing up. We just learned these things from her. And as we've gotten older, we've gotten better at harnessing these things. And each of the chapters, most of those things is what we've learned from her. Accountability, discipline, creating good habits. She didn't have time to make our bed. She was making money so she could go to night school and survive. Mm-hmm. I don't know, flourish was probably in her vocabulary at part of those times, especially when she first got sprung on that journey that she was on. And eventually she graduated college, got a job, became a college professor at 40. And the success rate goes, but it was mental toughness. It was resiliency. It was positive mindset. It was a growth mindset, even though in those days, that wasn't the term that Dr. Dweck created in the late 70s. This was the early 70s for my mom. So the outline was all there. Resiliency, grit wasn't popular then like it is now, but all of those things were part of it. And it's very difficult to be your best self only when you're motivated.
Yeah, or when it's convenient, right? Right.
Motivated. That's what I always tell my leaders when we're doing leadership development is, hey, we don't have to do much when our people are motivated. They're amazing those days. They're incredible. In fact, I would encourage this, Dr. Deb, let's get the hell out of their way.
Right.
Let them go. The problem is we're not all motivated 24/7. And that's when we rely on building a pathway to create habits and discipline, which is what I talked about earlier. I ask people to do challenges, to do hard things. Yeah, that has nothing to do with it. I go, you're missing it. What you're building is a pathway to learn how to handle hard things. And for some people it might be getting up 10 minutes early.
Right.
It might be hard because that means you need to go to bed 10 minutes early.
Right.
And that's the discipline to shut your social media down maybe, or turn the lights off, or what? Stop reading or watching, whatever you do. So that outline is all in the book, chapter by chapter. There is a chapter in there. Is it okay to be a positive person and sometimes go negative? And the answer is, heck yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's because we're humans, Dr. Deb. We have bad moments. We have bad days. But the people that are going to win the journey or get to the highest of high mountains that they want to get. And let me define that for people. Dr. Deb, your highest mountain is different than my highest mountain. We all have our different goals, and we need not to compare ourselves. Our scoreboard should be our own scoreboard and our personal growth,
right,
and develop where we want to go. People get caught up and they start comparing themselves to their neighbor, a sibling, potentially somebody in their work environment.
Spouse,
all bad stuff. The only comparison we should do is, are we being us? Be you, I tell people. And those little steps will add up to incrementally major impact in your life if you're willing to be disciplined, resilient. And I'm going to throw you one word we haven't talked about yet. And this one's hard one, Dr. Deb. Maybe for you it's not because you're awesome. But for the rest of us here on planet Earth, it's hard. Patience.
Patience.
If you gain 20 pounds, it took time to do that. It's going to take time. So give yourself a break. Don't put those expectations on yourself. If you're not where you need to be financially because you've had some bad things happen, whether it was because of your fault or not your fault. We all know there's been many people been laid off over these umpteen years. It's not going to happen overnight. Patience. Do your best. Do what you need to do and follow your path. And you'll most likely get there. You just got to give it some time. And it's easier said than done, everybody. I am with you. I get it. But if you can do that, you'll get there.
Don't you think also too, what you surround yourself with has an impact with that patience and the mindset, which then creates the pathways that we're talking about here that you're bringing up? Because yes, people will have setbacks or moments, but I hear you saying it's a moment. And even maybe the moment might turn into a few days. And for folks, if they're looking for employment, it can be months. That patience, though, leads to that mindset of determination, right? That leads to then the continuation, because when you're determined, you keep going. Even a little incremental step, like you're saying, over time leads to the result that we're looking for. Is that in the book? Talk with us about what is Win the 16? There's 16 hours in a day, right? I heard this. There's 16 hours in a day. Yes. That assumes you're sleeping 8 hours a night. And the other thing that I'm hearing you too say is there's an energy. So there's an energy that's being created, and that energy then feeds off of itself and the sense of it grows. Am I reading this right?
No, you're right, Dr. Deb. Did you write this book before?
I only do a few nuggets because I want our conversation to be organic. I want it to be like you and I just met at Starbucks or some coffee shop. And I'm like, hey, who is this guy? Oh, hey, I know who you are. You wrote that book. Can I sit here and talk with you?
Yes. Yes. And it's an honor. And let's jump off the freeway and we'll jump right back on for the people in LA. And that's this. Kudos to you for what you're investing into the community that you're investing to. Because there's not everyone out there like you, Dr. Deb, doing this and helping these people on their journeys, expedition, giving them these quality pieces of information and content that they then can pick and choose what is good for them in their expedition. So kudos to you, my friend. We can jump back on the freeway now.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I mean, good job to you because you deserve credit for that. There's two things that I want to mention here. I don't know if it'll surprise people. It might be common sense, but people don't talk about it. And when I get on stage, whether it's talking in front of 500 people about how we can be our best self every day and kick butt in time management and early success, because everybody and the brother whines about they don't have enough time.
That's right.
They all do. And I would go, it falls into two buckets. Everyone says, one, is it really, really, really something you want to add to your life? Or is it a nice to have? Let's be real, Dr. Deb. If it's a nicety, it's never going to happen. Whenever people tell me this, they say, you know what, Dave, you really want, now is not the right time. I said, totally understand. And they'll go, you know, next year might be a better time. And I said, that's fine. We'll pack and we'll be here. I'm just going to share with you, Dr. Deb, this. And that is, next year, time's going to be no better.
Mm-hmm.
After that, time's going to be no better. So if you're looking for the right time allotment to do this, we're never going to do this. You'll never hire me. I'm just being real and authentic because that's what it goes.
Yep.
But if this is a real desire, need, and you see the value, we can roll up our sleeves and figure out how to make this work. Maybe not next month, but somewhere in our calendar year. That's a different thing. Now, what I'm saying to everyone out there is don't confuse in your life, things that are niceties versus things that damn well we should be doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the world damn well should be doing, we can make time and find it. We can schedule it in. I tell my people, put in your calendar a half hour. If there's something you really want to do, whatever that is, maybe it's a walk, maybe it's you want to start reading, put it in. For my professionals out there, I say in your calendar, put down, let's just play a game, 4:30 on Thursday to 5. Executive meeting and black it out. So if anyone looks at your calendar, it'll say executive meeting. Oh, well, I can't touch that. And it's your time and you will not break that time because maybe it's self-development for your career where you're going to take a certification on LinkedIn potentially. I don't care what it is. But here are the words I was going to say to you. In the game of life, if you need more time, you need to be more efficient and effective. You want to get personal growth in your life, whether it's personally or professionally. There's two things you got to get your arms around right now, right here, today. One, you got to compete, Dr. Depp. You got to compete for what you want. You want more time in the day? You got to compete. I'll go back to my athletic days. You want to win? You got to compete. Academically, you want to get a good grade? You got to compete. You want that job? You got to compete. That does not stop. I'm 54 years old. The things that I want, I got to compete for them. Nobody's going to give them to me. People complaining about time out there. You have my empathy. I know it's busy. I know we could probably work 24/7. What I'm saying is you got to look somewhere in that schedule and compete for that time. That client that wants to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl for 30 minutes, cut it down to 15.
Right.
I still love you, Dr. Deb. Have the discipline and compete for your time. And that's 15 minutes I just added to your day.
Right.
The other thing you need to do is this, energy. You got to have the energy. Life is not getting easier. It's probably only going to get harder, most likely. You need the energy. Well, how do you, I already don't get enough. You've got to commit to sleep. LeBron James, basketball player, one of the best ever, wherever you rank him. I'm from Chicago, so he's number two after Michael Jordan. In our city, that's just the way we roll, Dr. Deb. It's MJ. What's interesting about him, though, they make a joke at him. LeBron's either practicing or he's sleeping. He sleeps 8 to 9, 10 hours every night, and then he naps during the day. He does the great health. He's got all the money we know, so he's got things that you and I can't get, right? He's probably got a personal chef. He's got all the money for the supplements, all that. Yeah, I get it. But he commits himself to sleeping. That's hard. But to get the energy we need to put the phone down for social media, turn the TV off, put the book down, and we need to commit to sleeping. And we need to be careful. You might find this interesting, funny, ironic, or silly, but you tell me. A lot of times I'll have clients who are having me speak or train. They're like, Dave, we're going to have you go after lunch. I said, you have me go anytime. I'm ready to go. After lunch is perfect. And you know why they ask me to do after lunch very commonly?
Because most people are sleepy after they eat.
Correct. And they're like, your energy positivity will fit in very well in that slot. I said, great. I'll deliver. Then I always ask this. I say, Dr. Deb, help me out with this after lunch while they're sleeping. And then they'll say what you said, the food. I said, I'm curious. And these big meetings or convention, whatever we're doing, who feeds them? Well, we do. So you're in charge of the menu. Yes. May I share something with you? Why are we not giving them the right nutrition? Still amazing, still wonderful tasting. And giving them the opportunity to flourish in the afternoon. And
exactly.
A lot of times they're like, wow, It makes too much sense. I said, I'm not being hard either. I'm just saying life is a game of inches. We started today with personal growth. And the first thing you and I both talked about was small steps. Same thing there. You want to have a great afternoon? Put something that's relatively healthy in your bodies.
Right.
Stay away from the car, the high pasta. Stay away from the fried stuff. Don't overeat. You know, stay hydrated. Stay away. Although the sodas aren't good for you, the stuff that's in it. They're all about personal growth and putting ourselves in the best position to compete, have energy, and have our mindset and body in the right way to go to be our best selves.
And a question could be then for each person here is, how do my actions support my energy? How right now in this moment, whenever they're making a decision, how is what my decision can be affect my energy, affect my determination? Is it going to get me to where I want to be? And also, how is it affecting me and supporting me to be my best self? And if it's not, then why am I going to do it? So, how do we break habits? How do we help people break habits? I'm not saying they're excuses, but I am saying that there are people who are out there saying, yeah, but you know what? I'm going to miss. Are you really going to miss at some point, though? I mean, do we really, after we recognize that, for example, maybe we are drinking water in the morning first thing, do I really miss not having that cup of coffee first instead of I'm drinking a big, 32 ounce of hot water with lemon in it? Maybe not, because I see the benefits, right? And you might think back and say, gosh, I can't believe I used to start my day off like that. I'm so glad I made these incremental decisions and choices, because now I have a high energy when I wake up in the morning and I'm not slugging out of bed like, Bugs Bunny with the big eyes saying, right, dragging their feet going, oh my gosh, I got to do this. Instead, it's like I'm flipping the covers off. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to go. How do we break habits?
If we could fix that, you and I would be multi-billionaires.
And you're the expert. I'm asking.
And I'm going to answer because it's a loaded question. And first thing for breaking habits, mindset. You got to want to do it. And that's a mindset. That's a choice we all have. We all have agency. We all can make a decision. So what I always tell people is, let's pick one. One. Which habit do you know should be removed is the first question. And then my next question is that doable right now? And it's the first thing they say is, well, I say, okay, it's not that.
Right. That's powerful right there. That's powerful right there.
If there's a stutter, that one's out.
Yep.
Some people would say, Dave, you're not pushing me. You're my coach. You're my exact. What am I? I said, remember, let's talk big picture on habits. Big picture, to develop habits and to get rid of habits, you have to create the pathway of discipline, mental toughness, and to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we aren't creating that, mental toughness, everyone listening, it's a skill you can develop. Now, there's some people that are a little more tougher than others. Yeah, of course. But I would argue, in the book, I talk about, yes, if you were in the city of Chicago like us and you had to take a bus to go to the movie theater, and then you have to get off that bus onto another bus, and it was rainy, cold, snowy, that does develop a certain amount of toughness versus somebody who was always getting driven everywhere. They lived in that world.
Right.
No doubt. Of course. What I'm saying, though, is for those of you out there right now, try for the next 17 days to get up 10 minutes earlier and to go to bed 10 minutes earlier. I would make an argument. What they're going to find is this. Which one you think for the average person is probably harder, going to bed or getting up 10 minutes earlier?
I'd probably say maybe getting up. Am I wrong? Is it going to bed? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because every night you go to, because if you go to bed every night at 10:30, what are you doing every night you've been doing for God, how many years? You watch the news or you're scrolling through your social media. And every night you go to bed at 11, 10, whatever the number it is. Most people who have to get up in the morning, they kind of have a time they go to bed. That doesn't mean once in a while it gets altered, but generally speaking, and now Dave Pigon and Dr. Deborah coming in and say, I got to move that up 10 minutes early. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I hear that. I can feel that actually. I feel the resistance.
Uh-oh. Because the 10 minutes early is easier because this, Dr. Deb, what is everyone going to do? They're going to set the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
There's no crutch to put yourself to bed earlier, but there's a crutch to get you up. And that crutch helps. So that's what tends to be harder. I did this one challenge. It's called the 75 Hard to help with my mental toughness. And it was 75 days. You had to work out 45 minutes outside and 45 inside. If you missed a day, you started from zero. You also had to eat clean. You had to read a health self-help, something about personal development. It was either 10 or 15 minutes every day. You had to drink 100 ounces of water every day. And then the last one, believe it or not, was the hardest thing to do. You had to take a picture of yourself every day.
Oh, wow. For 75 days?
Yes. Guess what I was doing many nights at 10 o'clock? Damn it, I forgot the picture. The point of the story to you, everyone listening, is sometimes the hardest thing to do is the easiest.
Yep. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is the easiest. I'd like to segue into something else too about you that I'm learning. And then also I read, I think this is an amazing quote. And when I saw this, it really just excited me even more to have you on the show today. You said, my superpower is the hard stuff, the soft skills.
Yes. Yes. We spent a tremendous amount of time working on technical skills. When I talk about, I don't want this just to be about corporate America because it's not. Students, we teach the kids, grade school, high school, college, all those technical skills that are critical. Accounting, advertising, medicine, all of that.
Statistics, all of that stuff.
Those skills, amazing. Intellectual, all that stuff, personally believe that emotional intelligence piece, the soft skills, we're not training our youth on that. Corporate America, we don't really do that either. Mm-hmm. Most people are the Peter principle when it comes to promotions. They do a job at whatever level they're at really, really well, and then they can move up to the next job, whatever that is. And they do that really, really well, and they go to the next one until they get to a point where they're no longer doing a good job anymore. Just because you're a good baseball hitter doesn't mean you're going to be a good coach or manager. Those are different skill sets, and those were the soft skills. My superpower is, and it always has been, I hired people who have the competency to do the job. I think I even say in the book, and when you get to that part, is you want me around when things get hard. You want me around when things get hard. What I mean by that is that's where my soft skills will come out. We're not going to increase pressure. We're going to seek to understand. We're going to learn. We're going to communicate effectively. Our tone is going to be calm. We are going to be emotionally intelligent at that moment to figure this out. And we will figure it out. I don't necessarily know how today we'll do it, but we will figure out and overcome this problem. I just can't tell you. That's the soft skills. That's the emotional intelligence piece. That's the leadership component. That's effective communication versus people who are all over the place. They're panicked. It's why I'll go back to sports because I played college basketball. My kids did. Why do these women and men miss free throws when the game is on the line? Because they normally make 90% of them. Stress.
Right.
Stress. The mindset. Right.
Yep.
Same thing with soft skills is some people are good at them until it gets hard. Our superpower at Pygon One is we help organizations, which will then incur not only help personal growth for that employee, but it will ultimately help efficiency, effectiveness, and bottom line results for employees and the organization and the bottom line dollar.
And you know what I'll say here too for the individual is you're putting a communication message that is in a way that people can understand it. And even by saying we seek to understand and we're going to help, we're going to figure it out together. And those two elements right there provide hope for people. And everybody works in an organization. So there might be somebody right now who's listening to this podcast that's saying, we want this in our organization. We want to learn more about it. And I'm going to ask you right now, how can people find you? Where can they find you?
Well, easy to find me, everybody. I'm all over the place. Sometimes too much, I feel like. You can find me, first of all, Dave Pygon LinkedIn or Pygon One Consulting. You'll find me there. But my website is Pygon, that's PygonOne.com, PygonOne.com. It's spelled out. They can reach me there. My email, dpygon, that's dpygon, at PygonOne. PYGONE.com. Win the 16 book. If you Google that, my name and all that'll pop up as well. So you easily find. Love to talk to anybody about anything. We have discovery conversations and we've met wonderful. Also, I have a podcast called Win the 16 as well with my brother, who was the chief medical officer here at U of I Hospital in Chicago. He's an anesthesiologist there still. He was the CMO there. And we don't make money. We just strictly deliver content, Dr. Deb, like you and I are doing today, that maybe we can help somebody. And we have a lot of fun doing it.
Do you have any, I want to let everybody know too, that all of Dave's information is in the show notes. So all the hyperlinks are active and including going directly to Win the 16. So go ahead and check them out on Amazon. And if you do connect with them, please let them know that you heard about them on PTSD and Beyond. Can you share with us some stories that maybe provide energy and energy, insight, and even inspiration? Is there one in particular that when you think about all the, you know, thousands of people that you've helped all over the world, a particular story that you're like, you know what, I remember this person and it was really profound. And who comes to mind?
There's so many. Now I'm thinking about which one I want to go to. Can I give you one from an inspirational point, and I didn't really have anything to do with it. So I'll feel really comfortable doing it because it wasn't me, but I think it's going to get in people's brains. Because I think people sometimes believe you have to be Dr. Deb to inspire and motivate people. You have to be Tom Brady. you have to be Michelle Obama to inspire. And that's just not true. That's just, I put on today, Mindset Monday. Here's where I got inspiration today. The coffee I bought at a coffee shop, on the cup, it had an inspirational saying on it about being your best self. A coffee sleeve was inspiring me today. I'm going to tell a quick one, and that is this. I want to give a simple, like how simple it was. I have an executive. I was doing a training and talks for this organization, and she was announcing me, and she goes, also, what he's going to talk about today, it works. It will get you better if you're willing to listen. Let me just tell you, when I first met Dave, we started talking about this a couple months ago. My husband and I started walking every morning for 15 minutes, and it's changed our lives. And you're all thinking like, oh, the health. And let me tell you what it's done for us. It's empowered us. You would have thought we're doing a marathon or a triathlon. Our mental mindset going into the day now, we've already won. We've spent time together, which we never did because we're all running crazy. And we're getting our minds and body ready. And now we're exercising even longer in the mornings. And we are better professionally, not just personally, and grow from this. And that has propelled us to be able to do harder and tougher things because our mindset's better at 8 o'clock. We're not crawling into our 8 o'clock meetings. We're now running in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see my peers. And I'm at such a competitive edge and advantage over them. So I think that's a really simple one that I think everyone in the audience who might say, ah, come on, this is BS, and it's not. Because they build a pathway. And remember, gang, it all starts with your mindset.
That's right.
Your mindset's in the right place. I always do this one. Is positive mindset impossible or is it possible?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, it's possible. It's you have a choice. So that'd be one. And the second one is in a book, and this is nothing to me. There is a gentleman who I grew up with. Unfortunately, his brother was my best friend growing up, one of my best friends growing up. This is the little brother. And my best friend, he passed away about 5 years ago from brain damage, sad. But Frankie is an engineer of a high school, which basically is, you know, he's the one who, in the mornings, he's the one who's shoveling the snow to get the school ready for the high school. They have a luncheon in the cafeteria. He's the one putting all the tables up with his staff. The plumbing goes out. He's the guy. He's one of the most inspirational people in that high school. He's now been elected into the Hall of Fame. No, he went to that high school and played football, but he wasn't good enough to get in the Hall of Fame just by his football career. He walks down that hall and they look at him not as the engineer in the building. He has more, he promotes more inspiration and motivation than probably a majority of the teachers. It's the way he talks to them.
Mm-hmm.
They go by. He'll be like, are you being good to Mrs. Jones? I don't want to hear you're not being good to her in her class. Hey, play hard tonight. Give it your best. Win or lose. This is a person who in most high schools, my guess, is not that. He has no title. It's not in his job description. And he's raising the bar for that school. And he's making a difference. You talk to some of those kids who graduated there. I'm like, oh, do you know Mr. Frankie? He guy's unbelievable. He's amazing. And he holds them accountable. I hear you be disrespectful to Mrs. Jones, you're going to have to deal with me. He volunteered to do JUG. That's where the kids, if they do bad things, are on Saturdays. I don't want to see you again. So that is inspiration. All of you out there, I don't care what you do. I don't care what your role is. You don't need a title to inspire and motivate people. You too can be Frank.
You know what I hear too? I hear with the stories, it really links back to what Pygon One's mission is. And it's about, you say there's a promise about, we promise to help you make you better than you were yesterday. And when we have someone who's inspirational that way, knowledge touches us here, inspiration touches us here. That's where it lives, right? And that helps us be our best self. And that's what I hear you saying. And I can't thank you enough for the work that you do, Dave, and for coming onto the podcast, because all this information now is going to resonate with somebody, even if we touch just one person. Right. One person is one person. Three last tidbits that you have before we wrap up today. Any other last words you want to share with the audience and our wonderful listeners?
No matter where you're at right now in your personal or professional life, hard times, bad times, one, don't forget to believe in yourself. Don't forget to believe in yourself, even though it's hard. Two, you got to have a support system. Could be one person. Great. I know everybody can't afford to hire a coach. Got it. Not here to portray that. What you can't afford to do is tell your friend, hold me accountable. Hold me accountable. There's that out there supporting why people don't write down their goals. They don't do it because they don't want to see themselves failing on paper and have in front of themselves. Write it down and put it in front of yourself where you're going to see it. I want it in your car. I want it on your computer. I want it in your mirror, in your bathroom. I want it to follow you, that small goal that you've created.
On the refrigerator? Put it there. Yep.
Dr. Deb, everywhere. So the recap, the three things is don't forget to keep believing in yourself. Create that support system. Find somebody. You don't have to pay Dave Pigon necessarily. If you want to, I'll be out there. But I'm just saying, find somebody. They're in your life. People are good. There are many good people out there. Don't let the bad ones get in the way of all the good ones. They'll be there. Tell them what you're doing. Say, help me. So they can call you and say, hey, I'm thinking about not going the extra yard at work, and have them help you. And then last but not least, on my third point was, you need to have your own accountability all over the place with these sticky notes or however it'll work for you. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it works.
It does work.
It just does. Those three things are my tips of the day.
Awesome. Those are wonderful. Thank you again, Dave, for coming on today. And it was a pleasure. And again, look forward to the next time later this year. So thank you again so much.
Thank you, Dr. Deb.
Guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember, we're stronger together, we're better together, and say it with me, take what resonates and go beyond.